welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB. We're TLUSB!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show Podcast. I'm your host, Derek. I'm your host, Derek Vance. It's episode 293.
Brother.
With me, brother.
Eat your vitamins and say your prayers.
With me, as always, the hunkiest man I know. It's Careful Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Yes, I'm a hunk. I'm the hunk from Resident Evil series.
You sound so delicious.
Hunk Aaron.
Has there ever been a wrestler named Hunk?
I mean, I'm sure, but...
What was Billy Gunn's name when he went to TNA? Oh, it was Cute Kip. Never mind. Okay. I was thinking of some Hunk. Man, it was dumb.
What a terrible name. Cute Kip. Also joining us is the sexiest man alive. It is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Is that Rick Rude or... Ravishing Rick Rude,
man. What a stud. Yeah. It's so funny if you go back and watch all that old shit. Like, McMahon had a very specific body type that you had to be in order to be in the WWF back then. Like, if you had long hair and or a mullet and or at least 250 pounds and could rock a six-pack, you were getting on TV.
Yeah, I think he did that a lot. Like, Ultimate Warrior, he just, like, forced a bunch of people who could not wrestle in there. Hope for the best. People loved Ultimate Warrior, though. Like, they talk so much shit about him now, but I remember as a kid thinking he was awesome.
I mean, if that music doesn't get you fucking fired up as you hear him and you see him fucking chugging down, like, no one else really runs to the ring. That dude just stampeded his ass to the ring. So, like, as a kid, how does that not get you fucking, like, just like, fuck! Like, you're so excited.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he walks in there and, like, literally just starts shaking the ropes. So... I don't know what... Dude did a bunch of cocaine before he came out.
It's kind of awesome. We did the opposite. That's why our voices were so low. We were on the anti-cocaine.
Yeah.
What's anti-cocaine?
Like flour.
Shrooms. I don't know.
Flour. I'm just over here making some pancakes. What the kids are doing? A little flour. A little bump of flour here and there. I gotta take my slippers off. My feeties are a little sweaty already. Getting the blood pumping by laughing. My feet are already sweating because they're sad. Welcome to this week's show. We're here to talk about some video games. There's one piece of really cool news that I was super pumped about this week. I believe we were all pretty excited about it, but Ralph and I might have like combined just shot loads all over the place. It was so exciting. Plenty of video games to talk about, shit that we've played in the last couple of weeks, but first, Ralph, it's almost time.
Yep.
I'm real excited. Tomorrow's the day.
Yep.
What time do you guys go in?
9:30. She should be born around noon.
Hell yeah.
12:30, something like that.
Little Birdie Lou.
Yep. Gonna be interesting.
Are you nervous? How you feel?
A little nervous because of past circumstances.
Yep,
but,
absolutely.
I think everything will be good. And got to introduce her to Ride to Hell as soon as possible.
Absolutely. So. You know. You remember how I used to carry Jolene just around like a football? You know, I just tuck her in so that way I could. It's all you got to do. Just tuck her. Just throw that bitch in there. I was really hoping I would find Ride to Hell when we were in Omaha in that game store, and they did not have it.
Well, upset about that. Because I bought every copy.
The one that got made, yep.
Rare at all.
No, it's not. I don't think so. That copy I gave you that you traded in.
I think I accidentally listened to that episode recently, too. It was just like, we're talking about me just getting rid of games. I said it, and I'm like... You just fucking what? I was like, oh man, the pain I just caused this man for no reason.
I don't really care if he did that.
God, it was so funny though. It was just, the reaction was so great.
It's like, yeah, $20-ish now if you want full version.
Yeah, except for if you go try to buy it on eBay, it was like 40 plus. I looked the other day.
Yeah.
It was expensive. I don't know why.
Is that Wii U version actually coming out?
I hope so. Digital deluxe.
A premium price for greatness.
They're gonna HD 2D ride to hell.
Oh man, God, Square Enix, get on it. Actually, put some audio in there this time. There's parts where there's just sounds like there's no audio.
They didn't need it.
That's how they came up with the Quiet Man. They're like, how do we make this game and use less resources? No sound. No sound. Well, I'm excited for you guys tomorrow. I will be thinking about you all day. Pretty pumped.
Thanks. Thanks again for the blanket. That was very nice. It's actually the same font as this Swaddle. I'm not great with terms here, but that's like a Swaddle kind of thing. Got the, but it's orange. Is that one? So yeah, they go together real well.
Hell yeah. I was, when you said the you said the colors of the room and kind of like what you're going for, I'm like, I think green's pretty good. Like the wife agreed. She thought the green color was the right one, and then she picked the font, so that was all on her. She's the smart one here. I was just like, what can we get that's like gonna be used for longer than 3 months because the child got too big? Fucking you can never not use a blanket. Perfect.
It's true. Yeah.
Love a good blanket.
Green and
is it?
She was very thankful for it.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that. That's awesome. Coincidence as a whole. I love it. Ryan, what's new in your world, my man?
Not too much. Like, I may have a different job, but that's about it.
That's exciting, so, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, well, I mean, I'm still be working from home, so my location will not change.
Same company or different company altogether?
It's a company in LA, so different company.
Big Hollywood over here.
Dang.
Just call you fucking Freddie Freeman Jr. now.
Yeah, except for I don't have to go there unless I want to like go visit it whenever, but it's pretty far away.
That is kind of far. I mean, if they fly you out, why not?
I mean, I guess maybe. I don't know. I never asked about that, but maybe there'd be something. But
hey, we're having a company picnic. We need you to come out for this. We're going to fly you out to LA for a company picnic.
Yeah, I'll bring some Doritos. Yeah.
Exactly right. I brought the potato salad from Iowa. I don't know if it's any good anymore, but I brought it. It got lost in the cargo plane.
Man, there's that one exclusive cottage cheese at Hy-Vee. Is it the Anderson Erickson?
Yeah.
The Garden's also one. You got to bring that shit to LA.
There you go.
Well, no.
Really, really show the people what's going on. Whoa, name brand soda. Big week if you got a name brand soda for you, Ralph.
Oh, yeah, I'm off for 2 weeks. I can drink caffeine.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I'm also going to the Globetrotters next week. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
In Harlem?
Yes, then in the mean streets of Des Moines, Wells Fargo Arena, you know, where they all started, the Globetrotters started. Yeah.
Was there a drive-by thing that happened in Des Moines recently at a school?
There was like multiple kids involved in shooting at like the Des Moines East, I think.
Yeah, it was a drive-by.
But, so, yeah.
It was
one kid died and two others were like in critical condition or something like that.
It's like four or five kids too. It was like fucking like I can't fathom that. That kind of violence baffles me.
I wonder where it happened because like there was a time where I was like driving around that area all the time, and like the high school is like right next to like a really busy road. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure it was right at that gas station. That's always really popular. That Oasis gas station right there.
Okay.
Yeah, if that means anything to you, but I'm pretty sure it was right in that area. So, crazy shit. Yeah. Protect your kids. Protect your house. Buy condoms. Wait, I don't think that's the protection you need.
Well, I mean, that might prevent fewer children.
That's true, yeah.
Protect you from the children.
Can you protect me from the kids?
What's new with you, Derek? What's happening?
How long have we not been here? 2 weeks. Jolene and I went to that concert in Lincoln, the Manchester Orchestra show, which is awesome. We also went and saw the Did anybody see the Batman? Or was I the only one that went and saw Batman?
I'm waiting for that to go on HBO.
Yeah, it'll be.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Not yet.
I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. I really did. I might like the supporting cast more than I like Batman in the movie, but I think Robert Pattinson did a really good job.
Is his voice the same as Bruce Wayne and Batman, or has he changed?
No, it's a little like grovelier as the Batman, but this movie, I mean, this movie's first of all 3 hours long. I want to get too tangent-y on this, but the movie's 3 fucking hours long. Like, it's hella long. But you see Bruce Wayne like 20 minutes of this movie. It's primarily all Batman, which is fine.
It's just like when his parents get shot.
No, thank God you don't have to sit through that again. That is not a thing. But I think Pattinson did a really good job. I'll tell you what. Colin Farrell as the Penguin is amazing. Like that, if they end up doing that HBO show of just him as a spinoff, way into that, because his character is awesome. there's one point, it's not even that, I'm going to tell you, and it's not really a spoiler, but at one point he's getting interrogated and they tie him up and walk away from him. And he like tries to catch up with Batman and he has to waddle like a penguin, and it's just like the meta shit like that had me fucking die. Like, it was so funny.
I guess, like, it's, what do you think of like Gat Pattinson, his start, was it the Harry Potter movie or Twilight? Because like I think everybody gives him shit for Twilight, but I think that got him a lot of really good roles, because he actually is a good actor.
Yeah, I think the Twilight thing is where everyone knows him, right? So everyone bases all of his brooding weirdness on that one film, or on that film series. But yeah, like, he was Cedric fucking Diggory. That was a big point in Harry Potter. Like, that's, you know, he dies. Crazy. Spoilers. Movie's old as shit. But, you know, and then, yeah, he's been in a ton of critically acclaimed movies. So I don't know why people...
The King on Netflix is pretty good, and he plays some... Like, the way he plays this French dude is pretty good, too.
Yeah, he seems, like, not quite meta, you know what I mean? Not, like, Joaquin Phoenix crazy, but he really just delves into the roles, which is cool. So, we saw the Batman, really long, but really good. Saw the Manchester show, which was excellent, and then I got out of the show, and there was an inch plus of snow on the ground that I did not anticipate. So, I got stuck in Lincoln another night, had to miss work, which was a deal. But... got everybody home safe. I'm glad that I stayed, because apparently somebody got into a car accident that night on their way out of Lincoln, Omaha area, and it was a Des Moines resident. So made the right decision
there.
They were killed, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Because the roads were just that bad, and a semi apparently smashed into their car, and it was the deal. So really glad that I did not make that chance to put myself in that position. So, and then, yeah, last weekend we went to Omaha and saw Morgan Wallen at the Shy Health Arena. I'm not sure why it's Shy Health when it's in Omaha, but I don't know.
How racist was it?
Less racist than you might think, but not quite. No, there wasn't any issues like that. No Confederate flags, nobody dropping N-bombs or anything like that. It was a really good show. Really, really good show and a good time. Omaha, man, that city has gotten huge. And I mean, I haven't been out there in probably 8 years, 7 years, but that city has just grown tremendously. I didn't really understand how big it had gotten until we were driving around, and the downtown area is just huge and super populated. So, but yeah, that was good. Got home and just kind of been relaxing. Short week this week at work. I'm making a brisket today. Got a brisket on the smoker. You know, all the things in my life. I did go to this giant ass arcade in Lincoln while we were there. Julian and I did. That thing had a whole area of just straight fighting machines with different fighting games on it. Like, there's probably three rows of arcade cabinets that were just SNK versus Street Fighter and all the different possible combinations of fighting games that you could think of. Tekken Tag. I was blown away. This place also had a bowling alley and like a pizzeria inside of it, and just a ton of video games.
Sounds like main event.
It was insane. But yeah, I just we had a really good time. I mean, the hard part is you think back, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. Did you ever go to Loco Joe's, Ryan?
When I
you,
did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time somebody tried to get me to smoke weed.
Was it really?
Yeah. Wow. They just had like a very little bit that they bought from someone. It's like, nah.
At a Loco Joe's? Wow.
Well, that was back when you could still smoke. So like, a lot of people would smoke in Loco Joe's too. That's cigarettes.
True. Yeah, I do remember that. Because there's a couple of them here. And I mean, that place was like that was some of the funnest memories I ever had. Like I love going to arcades as a kid, right? I think we probably all did if we had the opportunity.
House of the Dead there.
They did. Pretty good. Yep.
Oh, wait. I think there were two Loco Joe's. So
there
I
was.
Don't know if you,
I
went to the one in Ankeny. Yeah. I never went to the other one.
We lived closer to the one that was over by the Nickelodeon right there on 14th Street. And so we went to that one quite a bit. And then, yeah, we went to the other Loco Joe's also. It was a lot nicer. But I tell you what, you think back then and think like, okay, $20 going to Loco Joe's or any arcade back then, you could play quite a bit, right? Ralph?
I don't know.
Yeah, Loco Joe's also had a wall in the back that was free play. So even if you didn't have money to play any of the games on the main floor, there was at least something you could do. Eat some frozen pizza.
Loco Joe's was a nickel arcade. I don't know if you guys had one that was close to you guys in Cahokes.
No.
Had a big section where you could play pool in the back, too.
Okay. We had like Aladdin's Castles, but... Wasn't that cheap? Yeah. Not in Cahokia, no way. I was in Quincy, Illinois, and maybe Keokuk, Iowa.
I was gonna say, I wonder if there's anything in Keokuk since it's a little bigger. But Loco Joe's was a nickel arcade, so I mean, you just you got. I feel like $20 went a shit ton. Nowadays, I calculated it up. I put $20 in for Jolene to play around at that arcade, and it was essentially one credit was 80 cents.
Oh,
or eight. Wow. Maybe it was 8 cents, but either way, like you just got, it was not even close to the same amount of deals. And so of course she wants to play like some of the fun ticket games where you drop a puck and hope you get some of the push games and the coins and all that stuff. But it's like, oh, this is, you want to play air hockey? 15 credits. It's like, nice. Fucking what? Like, good God. The amount of money.
Most of the arcade bars nowadays are like you pay $10 and you get access to everything.
Yeah.
It's all free play.
Just like walk in and go. And I think that's probably the better option. But this place being clearly more family oriented and trying to take all of your money was doing a good job because it was pretty busy. She tried to play some Dance Dance Revolution, which was hilarious. And then I had to pull up the video of me playing Dance Dance Revolution at Jordan Creek Mall from 12 years ago and show her. It's like, you move like your dad, kid. It's unfortunate. But yeah, she bought a Back to the Future poster while we were there.
Should add a bunch of Fortnite dances to DDR.
That would be good. They could probably market a DDR Fortnite and make millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that could happen.
That's just Konami could print more money again, but what are they doing?
Not printing money is what they're doing.
Making casinos games.
It's the only thing they're doing. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's me. That's my life. Thanks for asking. It's long-winded. Sorry.
You hung out with a lot of Huskers, right?
Yeah. All of the corn was around me. Yeah. It's always funny to go to that state and like where I think that Iowa is like the corn state. Everything out there is just like, oh, we're the corn kings. It's like, I don't understand.
Well, like I think with Nebraska and Kansas, like half of the state is just like
just
not
nothing.
Populated.
Yeah, just nothing but fields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most of Missouri's that way, too. So it's just the Midwest thing.
Yeah, everyone wants to be the best at something.
Yeah, it's like, why you want to brag about having nothing? I don't know, but that's fine. I guess you feed people. Sure.
Yeah, they got Scott Frost. That's what they got.
Yeah.
And Hoiberg.
We'll let him go.
And Hoiberg.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a good time. Well... Gentlemen, there was some news that happened while we have been away, some video game stuff. Shall we talk about that?
Might as well.
Warren Buffett's also from Omaha, so I got that too.
Is he from Omaha? Really?
Yeah, he's from Omaha.
That's strange to me. Video game news.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
There was a state of play that happened probably a week ago now, right? A little over a week ago? I mean, there wasn't a bunch. There's one real big thing, so I'll blow through most of this. There was some what looked to be dinosaur game from Capcom that people thought might be...
What? Dino Crisis.
There you go. It wasn't.
Thank God it was not.
It was not. People are mad that it's not, though. Like, really angry about it. I don't know.
Dino Crisis is supposed to be a horror game, not some weird-ass whatever the fuck that was.
What was the... Was there like a Dino Crisis that was exclusive to Xbox or something? Was
that the third? That was the one that was in space.
So that wasn't even... Was that even a horror game or no?
I think so. I think that still counts. Yeah.
I was thinking it was something different, but I obviously never played it.
Well, I have it, but I've also never played it. So I've
never played a Dino Crisis game.
Oh, okay. I'll do some research. But yeah, I think I played a demo of the first one, but... I don't know. Is this like a multiplayer focused dinosaur waterfall shooting game?
That's seemingly what it is. And they say 2023, but it's Capcom, so I'm not sure what to believe. But I mean, I guess do whatever you want to do, try to make new franchises, but I did not get excited about seeing this game.
Okay.
Personally.
Dino Crisis 3 has a 51 out of 100 on Metacritic.
So, Dino Crisis 3, yeah, it's not a good one. It kind of, I mean, everybody thinks, until that it killed the franchise. But I don't know, maybe they're trying to make a comeback.
It could be.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Don't call it a comeback.
They also showed off some more Ghostwire Tokyo stuff. The closer we get to that game being out, the more I want to play it. So, and now that I've wrapped Horizon, which we'll get to, I'm kind of on the fence about getting it, but I might wait to see some more reviews.
You don't want to run the triangle?
No, I'm not gonna jump on the triangle. I am excited to hear Ralph talk about that, which we'll get to also, some triangle strategy. I'm going to guess he doesn't have that game anymore, but I don't know for sure. They also showed off some Stranger of Paradise. They dropped a new demo. And that game's out now. I didn't like that first demo. The idea of this game is weird. And then the reviews were like, the game's fine, but the story's dumb. And I've just been dealing with a lot of dumb stories. I watched Fast and Furious 9 the other day.
Those
are very pretty.
Nice. I don't think there's an ambulance in this game.
Fast and Furious 9. Those movies were so good at being so dumb, and now they're just so bad and so dumb. They go to space.
Yeah. How many more are they making?
I supposedly just one more, but without The Rock.
Doing?
Talking real deep as Groot. Groot, I am Groot.
Well, they're only going to make like what, one more of those movies, if that?
They'll probably reboot Pitch Black again, right?
Oh, probably. I think
so.
Babylon AD.
That's part of the Riddick stuff, Pitch Black.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I could see it. But anyway, so thinking of dumb things that apparently this Stranger Paradise game, real dumb, but haven't played it. Forspoken, you know, they pushed that not too long ago. That game's coming out later this year. Another gameplay trailer. They showed off some Gundam stuff, which was like 6v6 Battle Royale-ish mech stuff. And I just don't care. I don't know. Anybody care about any of that shit?
No.
Never been into the Gundam.
Yeah.
Might be cool, but yeah, not for me.
They showed off this game called Giga Bash, which meant so little to me, I didn't even write anything down about it. Does anybody remember what that was?
Sounds like a unit of measurement for data, but I don't know.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle, I'm guessing Battle Royale. Sure, fine.
Well, most of those are usually one-on-one fighting games, as far as I know. It's like based on that anime or something.
Which I've never watched. Yeah. I think one of the cooler things they showed up was this Trek to Yumi, which is a black and white Japanese samurai game, which our good friends Devolver Digital are publishing, which always gets me intrigued if they take the time to publish it. Maybe it's probably worth a look. I like the style of it, but I didn't quite understand the gameplay of it. Do you guys watch anything about that? See anything of that?
No.
I heard it. I heard it look cool, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. it looked interesting, but again, like at some points it was side scrolling and you're just like running through levels, and then others it was turned, and I don't know how that game's gonna play. So I'm intrigued, but I'm cautiously optimistic. Ralph, do you wanna get Returnal and return to Returnal?
I think I am good.
But there's an update. Like we can play co-op.
Well, we can't, but you and Ryan.
It's make it easier. If it makes it harder, then I'm out.
I don't know that they said, did they? I didn't read anything about them saying it was going to be harder, but there is campaign co-op mode now, which seems like something you probably should have launched with. It's a cool idea, but I think that if there was a feature that your hard-ass game could have used at the beginning, it was, hey, don't just die alone, die with your friends.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys are capable of trying that, but I'd be down to watch some footage of that if you did that sometime.
Well, is it a free update?
It is. Yeah, it's a free update. As well as there's a survival mode in case you hated your life and needed to hate it anymore. Survival mode. It looked like it was a tower, like a Mortal Kombat tower.
Okay.
Imagine a Mortal Kombat tower with the ridiculousness of fucking Returnal. What?
Yeah. Might as well do that.
Might as well chop your penis off at that point because there's no reason to use it. Terrible idea.
Use it while playing Returnal. Otherwise.
Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, the twist, like, that's how you actually beat the game.
Sacrificial dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got that dual sense. Okay.
I mean, that's how that Titans coach is going to win. Vrabel is going to win the Super Bowl, right?
He's just going to do whatever it takes.
Man, okay. I know the Browns aren't in the Super Bowl, but that's another.
I think I might get AB.
Are you fucking kidding me?
AB wants to go there.
Of course he does. Well,
it's the chill with Sean Watson.
Now that Watson's got all that money, maybe they'll all three chip in and buy the Broncos. Sean Watson could be a part owner of the Broncos.
I heard Kanye wanted to buy the Broncos.
Yeah,
that
with AB.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kanye and AB are doing work together.
Yeah. We're gonna be the Bronx or the Crows. I'm not sure. We're just gonna shorten our name like Yay.
We should move to the Bronx and be the Bronx.
Yeah, the Denver Bronx, Bronks, because you know, dumbs.
Get Gronk on there, yeah.
Oh, now we're talking.
He's coming back to Tampa Bay though.
Yeah, they're gonna run it back 2 years later.
Yeah, well, it's hard to repeat.
It is. It is.
Well, who's the last team that repeated? The Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, Patriots. Okay.
Right? Yeah, I think it was the Patriots.
I don't think anybody's won three in a row, right? But I think two in a row, it's Patriots. And the Cowboys and probably the 49ers. Maybe the Steelers.
Broncos.
No. But yeah, Broncos too. It's Elway.
Yeah. Let's see, wrapping this state of play up, they also showed off, Square showed off a couple new games. One was the Dio Field Chronicle, which is like a tactics kind of game. Looked to be, I don't know.
I was going
to
watch something about that and I forgot, so.
And then they showed off Valkyrie Elysium, which I think might be set in a game series. I did not do my research on this at all, of course, but.
That's definitely a franchise.
Something to do with Valkyrie Profile, correct?
This would be the third one, I think.
I'm not sure what that is.
I also don't know what that is. We're very informed here on the show, in case someone wasn't aware.
We got one of them right here.
Oh, there you go.
I think this is a remake of the PlayStation 1 game, but maybe it's a sequel. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they'll put out a PC version of this game.
It's got stunning new all CG. Devastating combination attacks.
Stating load times, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Got the memory stick duo.
Oh.
It's the one and only best memory card out there. The last thing they showed off was maybe one of the coolest games or collections I've ever seen, and I'm fucking excited. They showed off this thing called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Cowabunga Collection. Which has, I can't even begin to tell you, like, is it 8 games? 9 games?
Man, I don't know. Let's run them down. All 3 from NES.
Yep.
Boy and Tournament Fighters. There's 4. You got Hyperstone Heist and Tournament Fighters on Genesis. There's seven. You got Turtles in Time and Tournament Fighters on Super Nintendo. There's nine. You got all three Game Boy games. That'd be 12. And you got both arcade games. That'd be 14. Am I missing something? Here's the thing. Why doesn't it have, and I came prepared,
good boy,
these three games? I don't know why it would. Ninja Turtles, the reboot.
That's like when Nickelodeon took over, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Nickelodeon's logo was on that trailer. We got Mutant Nightmare, and what's the second one? Battle Nexus. I mean, these are all Konami.
Are those any good?
Yeah, I think they were, because I remember playing one of those in high school.
They're fine. I don't know. It's probably a lot better multiplayer. You can play. Yeah,
that's how we did it.
The second and third one are both four players. And
oh, shit.
The first was only two, actually. I don't know if you can see this, but on the second one, you can unlock the arcade game. I don't know where it's at on there.
Unlock the Blaster in the Past. Yeah.
And the third one, you can unlock Turtles in Time. Which I have never done because these games are hard.
Are they hard? Yeah. I wondered.
I don't remember them being as fun as the Super Nintendo ones. They are, but
definitely not. They're not very good. But I don't know. Maybe, obviously, people are more interested in those old games.
Nostalgia sells, man.
Yeah, and like I was saying with Konami, they could be printing money all the time. I don't know why they don't do this shit more often. But I guess, what else do they got now? Because they've already done Castlevania Anniversary, Contra.
Just the arcade fighting collection, right?
Re-release Silent Hill again.
They did the shooting. What was that? Like the shooters?
Well, that one was just like the arcade anniversary collection, which had some shooters. But they could do like a Gradius or Gradius, whatever the hell it is.
Yep, collection.
I mean, there's more Contra games that came out that aren't on that
Contra collection. I keep seeing that Castlevania Advance Collection on sale on the PlayStation Store, and I really want to buy it on the Switch, not on the PlayStation. But it was like $15 the other day, and I was like, "Fuck, maybe I'll buy it," but I did not. I held off.
Oh, yeah, it's real good, but yeah.
I would like to play it on the Switch.
Yeah, it'd be nice to play portably. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. This got me so excited, and then when you told me there's a physical edition coming out, that got me even more excited because that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a super cool. Like I think I own all those games though, except two of the Tournament Fighter versions.
I was gonna say that NES one you said is pretty rare, right?
Yeah, it's super rare. I have Tournament Fighters on Super Nintendo, so I don't have the Genesis one. And they're all three different, which is weird.
That is strange. But that's cool.
And I never played the second Game Boy game. I don't own that. I think I own all the other games on it, but I am down for where they're all in one place.
Fuck yeah. What was it, $40? $50? Did they say?
Like 40. Now I can get rid of my Ninja Turtles arcade cabinet. But I'm not going to do that.
I mean, hey, that's a cool thing to have in the room, you know, even if you don't ever play it or play it every once in a while. When's the last time you turned that thing on?
It's been a while.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's cool to have.
Pandemic happened, all right?
Hey, I don't know. We're all trapped inside. I couldn't tell you when things happened in the last 2 years. I really don't know. So, no date for this, right? We don't know when.
This year, supposedly.
So if we get Shredder's Revenge and this in the same year, that's like, yeah. I mean, that's so good. That's a great year. I'm pretty excited about those.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's like one of the things I'm looking forward to most is that game now. So
that tells you.
Tells you how the year is going to be for me.
Wasn't God of War supposed to come out still?
They haven't said anything, and I'm getting more and more nervous about that getting pushed, but it's fine if it does. I just want it to be good. I need it to be good. It has to be good.
GTA 5 came out again. You can get on that.
What was it, $20 to do the upgrade to the PS5 version?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if they did a physical version of that.
No, it's like a digital install from the PS4 disc, I think.
Sure they will at some point.
Why not?
Print money.
Skyrim did it a billion times. Why can't GTA 5? Yeah. Makes sense. Last piece of news. Oops, sorry, Ralph. Go ahead.
Arcade one-up machine of Skyrim. Sorry, go ahead.
That would be kind of awesome.
this will make sense, but
nope.
Make it a light gun shooter. Let's make it happen.
Fuck yeah. HD 2D. Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Give me a Hades arcade one-up cabinet. That would be kind of dope. I would be into that.
Yeah, they could spin that into an arcade machine, I would think.
I think that'd be awesome. Really, that easy would be way. Neat.
Why did I think... Who made Hades?
Supergiant.
Didn't they make... what was the game? Game they put out before that?
Transistor?
It was the one...
The basketball, like the...
Yeah,
one that
yeah,
had like some weird game in it.
What is that one called? I forgot. I thought they made like one arcade version of that, but I may have made that up.
Pyre. Pyre.
I could have made that up. I thought I read that. Like they just created one themselves or something.
It's possible. I'm trying to see if I can pull it up, but I don't see anything right here.
probably. I probably just imagined that. I
don't think I ever played any of their. I didn't play Bastion, Transistor. Maybe I tried Transistor at one point, but Hades, man, what a great game. Also, the fact that Hades came out, how many at this point? When was it actually released? 2020? Yeah. That game's almost technically 4 years old because it was in early access, but holy shit, is that game 2 years old? What happened? Pandemic, man. It's stupid. Yep. It's all stupid. Yep. Last little bit of news is the Hogwarts Legacy detailed trailer they dropped on Thursday. Ryan mentioned that. Did you take a look at that at all, Ralph?
I forgot. I did see it was coming to Switch, and I am very surprised.
Oh, shit. Damn. It's one of those like remote play things, or what?
Well, it's got a physical version coming. I don't know. Somebody even asked... Is it Avalanche who's making this?
Yes.
They're one of the developers. There's multiple.
Okay, they're like, is there really a Switch version? And they're like, yeah, there's really a Switch version. So.
It's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
You can be a blurry wizard.
You're a blurry wizard, Harry.
I hope they like make it look like that PlayStation 1 version way back in the day. Like
so blocky and polygonal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All those characters look really funny on the PlayStation 1 game.
Yeah.
I hope this game is great. I love the idea. Like, the world of Harry Potter's always intrigued me. And, like, as a fantasy land, if you could magically live there, it would be pretty cool to have a fucking wand and be able to cast magic and shit. And I think the idea of... This has always been intriguing to me. If they did a game that was just centered around the school and all the different secret passages and stuff like that, I think you could do a really cool Arkham Asylum type game within that school. I think you could probably build that somehow. So the idea that you have the school and the freedom to fly around and seemingly do things outside of it, I don't know. I'm pretty pumped about this.
Yeah, they could have played Stupefy for the song.
Yeah.
We just listened to a shit ton.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't think I heard them drop a Stupefy trailer, though.
Thank you.
Yep. I didn't watch the whole thing.
It's disappointing.
There was no Stupefy in there, unfortunately.
Can you unlock that PS2 Quidditch game from the inside of this game?
Well, it's probably going to have its own Quidditch game in there. I don't know if they showed it.
They did show some Quidditch. Or they showed flying. They didn't show any Quidditch, I don't think. But they did show... the fly. And that was... I was like, okay, with this game being what it is, I wonder if they're going to give you the ability to fly around the open world. And I really want to know how actually open world this is going to be. Because in my head, I just feel like this would be a pretty linear story. But... I don't know, you have like a little hub world where you can make stuff and wait on timers and, you know, the whole thing. 30 minutes to make this potion. Cool.
Oh, so it's a time management.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a time management spot in there. Like, you have this whole, like, little area that you build up and you have, like, you can build a cottage and have a whole little living area. I don't know, it just seems really immersive, but it also seems like they're spinning a lot of plates into this game, so I'm curious to see... if it all works as one
I think they've been working on it for a long time.
Yeah.
So
they're not dropping plates.
Oh, this game. Damn it.
Maybe.
Fuck. We literally just listened to like the first three Disturbed albums on the way to Omaha last weekend. So good.
I got I have like no nostalgia or affinity for Harry Potter, but I mean, I think this might be kind of cool. I don't know, just the idea of it. But I guess we'll find out maybe later this year, supposedly.
I fully expect this game to get delayed, but
yeah, same here.
If it doesn't, I'm way into it, but I just have a feeling it's not going to come out this year, which is fine. Okay. But that's all the news I've got. Anything that I might have missed that anybody wants to talk about that we haven't
heard? But I think as part of that, like Hogwarts thing, they also showed that Quarry game by Supermassive Games that made the what was that? I can't remember the name of that horror game that came out.
Until Dawn.
Yeah, and then the Dark Pictures stuff. So it's got David Arquette in it and some other famous actors.
I'm excited about that.
It's like a slasher kind of camp game. So Friday 13th, the game.
Is there going to be like some kind of wrestling scene where David Arquette wins the WCW World Championship?
Or that one dude cuts him in the mouth and the forehead and he gets super pissed about it. He almost died in one of those matches because the guy accidentally cut his neck.
That was a slasher film. Right there.
Well, he was in a recent slasher film too, that Scream movie.
Man, that movie's so bad.
I think they all kind of are. I think the only good one is the first one. Well, if you're going to watch a Scream movie, I just watch the first one and then probably just stop there.
Just watch Scary Movie 1. You'll get all you need to know, and it'll be funnier.
Okay, yeah. And if you don't want to watch Scary Movie 1, just watch Shriek if you know what I did last Friday. Exactly. Which is a solid film starring everyone's favorite Tom Arnold. Iowa alumnus. He didn't go to Iowa. He's from Iowa.
His claim to fame is banging Roseanne for a long time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, no, he did. He did cocaine. Okay.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
There was one movie that he was in that was just horrible that I remember as a kid. That's
The Stupids?
That was it, yeah. I think it was The Stupids, yeah.
What was it?
The Stupids.
Oh, man.
I'm my own grandpa.
Let me see if Amanda knows that one.
Hey.
Tumble's Finest.
Do you remember a movie called The Stupids?
Well, there you go, everybody. Nope, I wasn't. Anyway. Sorry to finish my pancake.
Yeah.
It only made $2.5 million at the box office.
We watched the first Austin Powers the other day, and Tom Arnold's in that poop scene. That was pretty good.
Yeah, trying to help him through it.
He's coaching him through it. Don't blow your O-ring. So stupid.
Yeah.
That was a good time. I hadn't seen that first Austin Powers movie in a long time. Still real good.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Oh, the very first one. Second one's the best one, but.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then I don't need to watch.
No. Oh, fuck, that's true. All right, let's move on to the games that we have been playing. Let's go ahead and talk to Mr. Careful Ralph.
What is it that you have been playing lately?
Careful Ralph. Let's start with you, my good man. Tell me, where should we start here? Well,
a lot of this shit.
But yeah, probably. That's fine. We both played some Pokemon. You sent me Pokemon Arceus. Tell me about your time with Pokemon Arceus.
I thought it was pretty fun for the most part. And then they got to the end and it was just kind of like a thud. And then it's like, maybe you should go fill out that Pokedex. And I was like, maybe I should send this in the mail. Not to really spoil anything.
I skip all the dialogue. There's nothing you can spoil. It's fine.
Okay. Well, like you can craft some kind of ridiculous ball later in the game to catch something. So I was like, well, if they just had the ability to give, if they were just like, all right, you need to fill out this Pokedex, but here you're going to have infinite of this special ass ball and you just have to throw it at any Pokemon and you'll catch it. Like no worries, then I might be like, okay, I can go catch all these. This is fine, but I don't think that happens. But I don't know because I sent it to you in the mail before I went to find out.
How many hours do you think you put into this? I didn't look at your Switch log, otherwise I probably could answer this question myself, but I did not.
I think it was 25 or less.
It seems pretty quick if you just mainline it.
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time trying to catch Pokemon and, like, leveling up my guys. I don't know.
Paying an exorbitant amount to a guy to give you one more space in your fucking backpack? Holy shit.
Situation's very annoying. But I learned I don't need a lot of that shit. And I'll just, like, throw... If I'm trying to, like, lure a Pokemon, I'll just throw, like, everything I have at it. Because it gets rid of the shit out of my bag anyway, and sometimes the Pokemon will eat it.
I just put everything in my box because I'm like, I'm not going to use any of this unless it's like crafting materials to make more Pokeballs, but also I'll just buy Pokeballs.
Yeah, they're not that expensive.
No.
What kind of Pokeball can you make now?
I'm up to being able to make a great ball.
Okay.
I have the great balls, I've got the feather balls, the heavy balls. Okay. regular old Pokeballs.
Gigaton balls coming in your future. Yep. Ultra. Okay.
I think the crafting in this is bad, personally.
I don't know if it's bad. There's just not much to it, I guess. The whole game kind of feels like there's not much to it in a way.
Right.
But I still had fun playing it. But I'd still, I mean, I'd give it like a, I don't remember what the bus situation would be, but like a 7 out of 10 probably is where I'd land on this.
Yeah.
So how many hours do you think you're in?
I would say I'm 15-ish, probably, if I had to wager a guess.
How many areas can you visit?
I can tell you who I just beat the Growlithe, if that means anything to you, at the Fire Island and those three ladies.
The third one?
I think it's the fourth one. Well, because you fight one of them that doesn't have the glowing thing. It's my third glowing person, but my fourth, like, boss. Because the one that you fight in the forest doesn't, it's not all glowy. Or the one wasn't all glowy.
They're not frenzied.
Frenzied, yeah, they're frenzied.
I think there's only five of the frenzied ones, and then you have a couple boss battles after that were not bad at all. Really? I didn't think.
I just 74, by the way, 74 buses. I guess, yeah. For me, I'm having more fun. Just am I stupid to think that these games used to be harder?
I don't know. They probably were. I'm thinking they definitely weren't as streamlined in like quality of life situation. Because right. You're like leveling up all your Pokemon all the time. And I feel like in the old ones, you had to actually kill and then or whatever, win with that Pokemon to level it up. But,
right. Like if you wanted to upgrade your Pokemon, you had to like cycle through and each Pokemon had to do a move in that battle in order for everyone to get. And then, I mean, at some point you could find the EXP share as an item, right?
I think so, but maybe that was like a later thing. I'm not really sure.
But it wasn't automatic. And now it's just there.
Yeah. I know. That sounds super tedious if you would, if that's how the old ones were. Because, man, leveling them up is kind of tedious anyway. Because they don't level up that fast.
Mm-mm.
I guess you can give them that candy. So, yeah, you have like a whole ranch full of the Pokemon you've caught. And if you let them go, they give you experience candy that you can feed to your Pokemon. I don't know. I liked it. I didn't love it, but something about it was fun.
There's a fun amount of repetition involved with any Pokemon game, in my opinion. My problem becomes, and again, my brain tells me those old games, even, you know, the games that we talked about recently that came out on your birthday, 8 years, 10 years ago, whatever it was. I can't remember which ones those were now. X and Y, right? X and Y? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, even then, I feel like it had the EXP share, but the game was just like, hey, go do your thing. You know, you know what these games are. Go out, you fight Pokemon, you fight trainers, you get to the Elite Eight or the whatever the hell it is, the Elite Four, Final Four, the road to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And then you beat them, and that's it, right? Like, you knew what those games were, but at least it was pretty straightforward. Here they're trying to add, like, a story that just doesn't fucking matter. It's super dumb. I find it real tedious. The game feels half-baked in its ideas, and maybe that's because they're just trying new things. I love the prospect of the open world in Pokemon. We always have, right? We always talk like this is the thing that we want. But in execution, I love the idea that the Pokemon are there, but I miss battling people. Like, that's what was more fun for me was the challenge of, hey, this person's got these three Pokemon, and you got to make sure that you're using it properly. Instead of, hey, here's this Graveler, and you fight him, and you can just go to your Pokemon list. Oh, do-do-do-do-do, super effective. Put in this guy, wreck him, and it's you know what I mean? Like,
If it wasn't for that, I would be clueless.
And it was never, it's never been that way. At least, again, I haven't played a Pokemon game in years. But what I remember, it was never that easy. But I also feel like the buttons are clunky. I'm always fucking hitting the menu button to go to the map and then trying to press minus to get out of it, like select, and then it zooms out. And I'm like, that's not what I want you to do. Like, why are you doing the wrong thing? I feel like this game is a little, I don't want to say undercooked or underdeveloped, but it just seems really fucking easy. And maybe that's good, but it seems like this is not the Pokemon of our generation where there was a challenge to those older games.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I may have been over-leveled for most of the game, though, but it did seem pretty easy overall. I don't...
Like, what were you...
I think I died, like, once.
I've died a lot. I just fucking sit there and just get rolled over by other Pokemon, or I'll roll up on a giant Urse or whatever the hell that giant bear is, and it just ruined me.
Oh, Ursa Ring or something.
Something like that. Yeah, the idea of catching the Pokemon, and then again, it's like, hey, I want to see this page in your Pokedex, but it's got to be level 10, so you got to catch 14 of them and got to catch 12 of them during the day, and you need to see three of them do this move, and it's like, holy shit, man. Like, you're padding this game for no reason.
Yeah, and, like, those side quests, almost all of them are pointless.
Oh, my
like,
God.
You get is garbage.
Well, it's like, I don't have space for it anyway. What the fuck am I doing this for? I don't have space for it anyway.
Yeah.
I've yet to experience a rift. Are the rifts cool? I've yet to see one or get into one.
Oh, yeah, like, you'll see some Pokemon that you won't normally see in that area in the Rift. Or there'll be, like, items just laying on the ground that you could pick up. And you get bonus, you know, like, whenever you go turn in your findings to the professor dude, whatever his name is.
Idiot. Professor, yeah.
Wearing that stupid hat.
Oh, so dumb.
Looks like a child.
This is his identity. It's just the hat.
Yeah, you get extra points or whatever if you caught Pokemon within a rift.
In the rift.
Yeah. No. But,
what level were your Pokemon when you finished?
I think around 6, probably above 60.
Okay.
Either around or a little above.
I'm like 34 right now, so... Like I said, that whatever that. I just hit the scene that you posted on the Twitter. That dude just telling you to come. It's like, what is this?
That went on too long. Yeah. It's
creepily things. Yeah. So, again. So
what's the last rideable Pokemon you got? The newest one?
The water guy.
Okay.
Yep. I can now swim around in the ocean and catch whatever the hell's out there.
Okay.
Or That's get cool. to different islands. So, like I said, I like the idea of the side quests because I think some of them can be fun, but also I think my enjoyment is just getting through this story and seeing what different areas have different Pokemon and then trying to cap, you know what I mean? Like, hey, here's an area, new Pokemon, capture them, level your stuff up, beat the area boss, move on.
Yeah.
That concept is cool. I think they could do more with this, so I'm hoping that they continue to refine what they're doing in an open world Pokemon game, because this isn't the end-all, be-all of what I want out of this.
Yeah, it feels pretty barren. A lot of the game does.
Yeah.
That's so. I know this is the hot question of the year. How does it give you any Breath of the Wild vibes, like everybody was saying?
I mean, yeah, but mostly based on how it looks, you know what I mean? And the running around of the world for sure feels that samey, right? Like, hey, I want to go over here so I can go over there. You know, I can just go where I want. The art style seems extremely similar. I didn't play enough Breath of the Wild to know, like, what it felt like riding Ponita or whatever the fuck it's his horse is called.
Ponita's
a Pokemon.
Oh, Ponita. Yeah.
Breath of the Wild, you name that horse whatever you want.
Oh, do you? What's it?
It's Ocarina of Time, okay. At least.
So that's what I'm thinking of. So I don't remember what that felt like to ride the horse, but it definitely feels very vast in that regard, I guess. So if that's what people are saying, that it feels like Breath of the Wild, it's very vast. And
it's probably those rifts. Is that what people think? Rifts? Because they're like little dungeon areas you go to in Breath of the Wild. Is that the rifts like separate things in, that you go to?
Well, you mean like a shrine, Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, you have like those little separate areas that you kind of go into separate from the rest of the world.
This is just like some area of the map has like a weird fog basically around it, and you go in it and it's not even a dungeon. You're just still outside. It's just like the lighting's different. Things are acting weird inside of it.
Okay. But yeah, other than that, like, I have no idea other than them making it open world and the art style kind of looking like somewhat similar.
Right.
And I don't remember Breath of the Wild walking over to one corner and then the game's like, you can't go any farther this way. Which is what Arceus does.
It's like you can't go here. Sorry, you can't go here.
It starts getting like real foggy, or like,
it's gonna choke you out.
Real stupid. Is he like something that would have been in like a PlayStation 1 game or something? But
yeah,
the idea
that if you fall in the water when you didn't have that water Pokemon, you just drowned and somehow, like, what? What is this? This is super dumb.
Yeah. Swimming's impossible.
I've yet to fight any of those red-eyed Pokemon. I haven't really fucked around with you. I mean, I fought them and died, but I haven't fought them and caught them by any means. So
I just sneak up on them and catch them. I've watched some YouTube videos, some guy talking about how to catch an alpha Tangrowth. I think that's what it was.
The Tangela giant thing.
See, yeah, I forget. Maybe I evolved it into Tangrowth. I don't know, but yeah, some of those are pretty easy to catch, some of those alpha ones.
They're cool looking too.
Yeah, and some of them are gigantic.
Yeah. That big Tanglia thing was fucking huge, and I was like, I'm not gonna fuck with that. That thing's ridiculous huge.
Yeah, that's nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
But yeah, I'll keep playing. I'll probably end up beating it. There's just something about it, man. I don't know. I just don't know. So
yeah.
Careful, I'll tell me about Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing.
Oh, I've been playing my Wii. I was looking forward to the Mario Kart DLC, and I was like, I'm going to play some of this Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing on the Wii. That game is great. If you're like wanting some kind of dumb kart racing game that's not Mario Kart, it's fun.
Did you ever get the newer one? The
Team Sonic?
Yeah.
Racing?
You got that, right?
Yeah, I finished that at some point. This is better than that. This is also better than the Wii U one, which I think is also on PS3 and 360, Sonic and whatever, Racing Transformed. This one's the good one because it's got Ryo from Shenmue in it. And I also unlocked.
Is he driving a forklift?
Yeah. I think motorcycle. But I think you could do a special move that turns it into a forklift. Which is ridiculous. And I unlocked two characters from House of the Dead, Zobio and Zobico, and I don't know who the hell they are. They're zombies.
I don't know. What are they driving? Each other?
Yeah. I don't know. Just some kind of car that was big. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this game's a lot of fun.
It's fuck dumb. Yeah.
It's cheap too. Yeah, that's about it. But I did.
Oh, I forgot. They're releasing that new pack for
Mario Kart 8.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I just played it because I bought it.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Does that mean that you have now got the expansion pack and you can play in 64 games?
I did not do that. I just
bought it standalone.
I just paid the money to do that. Because, yeah, if I was just going to get a online subscription, but then I realized you have to have the expansion pack, which is like
$80 how much or something. It's like 80 bucks a year or some shit like that.
It's like, nah, I want to play this for more than 1 year. Because I will not renew that after 1 year, more than likely.
Right, yeah.
So I got eight new tracks, 2 cups. I don't know when the next ones are coming out, but there should be 6 more cups. New tracks are fine. There's one called like Ninja Hideaway that's kind of neat. I think it's a brand new track. I think the rest of them are either from Mario Kart Tour. Two of them are from there, and some are from, one's from N64, one's Wii, one's 3DS. I don't remember. One's GBA, I think. But the Mario Kart Tour tracks, I don't know. It seems like the tracks are really wide, and I don't know if that's because something to do with Mario Kart Tour.
Here's your recap. Sorry, Ralph, I didn't mean to cut you off. Golden Dash Cup, Paris Promenade, Mario Kart Tour, Toad Circuit, 3DS, Choco Mountain, 64, Coconut Mall from the Wii, Tokyo Blurs from Tour, Shroom Ridge, love that, from the DS, Sky Garden from the Game Boy Advance, Ninja Hideaway, Mario Kart Tour.
Oh, that's Mario Kart Tour. It didn't say on there. I thought that was weird. Yeah, that was a pretty neat track. yeah, that's cool. I'm into more
art. Did you take the Mercedes on those tracks?
Not yet. I always stick with my bike. I had my Frank Thomas Big Hurt Me riding on my bike. I posted a small clip on Twitter for some reason.
Hell yeah. Have you unlocked the unicorn? Did they put a unicorn in there from Cruisin' Blast? No, nothing. I was really hoping for a Mario Kart Cruisin' Blast combo somewhere.
There should be. Nintendo has a small stake in the Cruisin' series somehow.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, if you can put Wario on a unicorn that's farting out gas, let's do it.
like fuel?
Fuel, yeah. It's just leaking fuel all over there.
Fast, yeah. I'm hoping they add more characters to as part of this DLC, but I'm guessing that's not part of the plan.
Interesting.
Well,
just to add chocobos.
I played that chocobo demo.
Fuck.
The demo.
Was it good?
Okay, well, the demos. Demo, which I don't have.
That was chocobo.
Yeah, chocobo just drove by my house.
But on the demo, you can play the training, and that's it. If you don't have online, so it felt like Mario Kart, but the tracks aren't as good. So there you go.
I'm glad I did not play that.
And you can drift.
You can drift. If it was dirt cheap, like I'd probably go for it. But yeah, sounds like it's littered with free to play bullshit. And
oh,
it's
fucking
not...
course it is.
I don't know. That's that.
There we go.
What else we got?
You played your backlog loser game of the week, Kirby's Dream Land 3. How'd that treat you?
That game, I lost interest in that within 5 minutes. It's very slow.
Oh, man, I played that Kirby demo too. Woof.
So how much stuff did you get in Kirby's mouth before you quit, though?
Not a mouthful. They just started doing that.
Yeah, true. Yeah. 4 or 5 things. I don't know. Those older Kirby games, like, they're just like, they move so slowly. That's just how they were designed. And yeah, so you didn't like the Forgotten Land demo at all?
No. It felt very uninspired to me.
Yeah. I can see that. It's
Kirby, it's so.
Something that. Like that is fun to me than the old Kirby games now, just because, like I said, they move so slowly to me.
Yeah. I would agree that I think the level design and having that in like more of a in that 3D nature, and that feels a lot cooler. I just played that demo and I was like, I don't know what more they can do in this game that would keep me intrigued, because if this is essentially the game, you know, like I just didn't have much for it. Like it was fine, but it wasn't something that I would clamor for 6 to 8 hours or 10 hours of. I also don't have any nostalgia for Kirby also. So there's that maybe, but I don't know. The idea of, you know, turning into the car was super cool. I thought that was awesome. That might've been my favorite part of the demo is when you were the car.
Not the vending machine.
The vending machine was pretty funny.
Get a mouthful of vending machine.
Mouthful of Pepsi. But I just, yeah, there was just something about that demo that just kind of seemed off to me, and I just didn't, I didn't love it.
Yeah, like, I'll pick it up when it'll probably get some kind of price cut at some point for a little while. Probably not too much, but I'll probably pick it up eventually. But
yeah, if it goes $40 at Black Friday, like, I think the kids would like it, but I was like, ugh. Two-player mode on it might be more fun, though.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't try that out, if you could even try it.
You could try it, but I did not in the demo.
Okay.
last thing, right? Last thing. The end is nigh. Tell me about the... oh, no, he still has it. God damn it, I'm wrong. Fuck. Well, how is it?
Let me tell you about Triangle Strategy. It is great.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
I don't know, man. It is way too talky, but the combat is so good to me for some reason. So it's just like turn-based strategy RPG, kind of like Fire Emblem, I think. I don't really know, in Fire Emblem, you deal with like terrain height.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So like, yeah, you can throw an archer up high, and then like the higher they are up,
bonus,
it does more damage.
Yep.
Yeah. You got like, if you got a character on either side of an enemy and you strike them, then the character who's on the other side of the enemy will also strike them, some kind of bonus damage. Stab someone in the back, you get more damage. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's really fun. I think the characters, like, they all have the way they play, like, their abilities are all interesting. The look, just the look of the game, I don't know. I turned off something in the options called, I don't know if it was like field of view. That's not what it was. Depth of field.
It made it blurry.
It made it less blurry when I turned that off. And I was like, okay, this is a lot better. Why is this on by default?
Same reason fucking motion blur is on by default. People just like that shit. And I don't like that.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Like I said, it's very talky. Like, you'll go through just dialogue for a long time before you get to a battle. But you can do these mock battles, as they call them. It's kind of like training battles in a way, but you can do them as many times as you want. So I'll just get sick of people talking, and I'll be like, I just need to fight someone again. So I go back to a mock battle and level up all my guys more. I don't know, it's like fun to grind in that game to me. Maybe it's just like scratching an itch I needed scratched. I don't know what the deal is, but story's okay. Like, it's kind of interesting. You can choose different paths. Well, so I don't know. Just for example, some guy from this kingdom was like, hey, I want to be on your side. Like, we need to work together. And then you have like 7 people in your party mostly. And you're all like, well, what do you guys think about this? And half of them are like, well, like 3 of them are like, we should do this. 3 of them are like, no. And one of them's undecided. So you basically go talk to all of them to try to get them on your side or to think one way or the other. And the last time I went to talk to all of them, I convinced them all to be undecided, basically. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. So after you talk to them, there's something called the scales of conviction. So they all go give their opinion. They put it on the scale. And I'm like, I really don't know what we're going to do here. Are we going to go with this guy or not? And we went against him. And yeah, I don't know.
That's a straight. I was going to say, did you end up having to, does he get mad or something?
Oh yeah, he got pissed and he like sent some big ass dude to try and kill us.
Oh fuck.
Killed him. Well, I defeated him. He's not dead yet. But yeah, like it seems like the game could play out entirely differently. It just depends on how your people vote on what to do. I don't know. I'm very surprised I like it this much. But it's kind of daunting if it's like 50 plus hours. I think I'm like 15 into it. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I like it a lot so far. I'm very surprised.
I'm excited that you like it. That makes me curious to maybe look a little bit more into it. It sounds, you know, like when I hit that Fire Emblem Three Houses thing and I had no idea that I needed that game. And I was like, holy shit, this is my shit. And I had no fucking idea that this was my shit. That's kind of similar to what it sounds like you're going through right now.
I don't think yeah. they do the story in the same way, but the combat's probably similar.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I kind of wish you could like get buy different weapons. Basically, you can upgrade your class to where your weapon gets stronger, but you're not really equipping different weapons or armor or things like that. Like you can put on like accessories, like rings that give you extra health or strength or something. But yeah, I don't know. It's pretty good.
Do they have permadeath or no?
No, thankfully. So I like sacrifice people all the time for the, I mean, there will be some battles where it's like you have to protect this person, but otherwise, yeah, you let them all die if you want besides your main guy, and then you win the battle. It's cool. I'm fine with that.
Fuck yeah. Well, I'm excited that you're having a good time with it. I don't know. Those HD 2D tactics games, I've never played any of, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I don't know.
It's only one HD 2D tactics game.
That's true, yeah.
As far as I know.
What's Octopath? Was this more of a...
Just a turn-based RPG.
Yeah. This is a bit different, but... Yeah.
There's a shitload of dialogue in Octopath Traveler. And most of it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's how this is.
That's how I feel. Pokemon right now is I wish there was a fast forward button in Pokemon, but there's not.
Oh, there is this. I could skip all if I wanted, but that's good. Like I'll keep paying attention for now.
Right. Hey, that's all right though. I mean, it's just Triangle Strategy. Probably game of the year already, right?
Well, I keep forgetting to play Horizon, so
Yeah, Horizon. What a time. Anything else that you played, Ralph?
Nah, I think that's it.
All right. Let me tell you about Horizon then. What a long 66 hours that fucking game was. Holy shit. I don't know, man. I felt that first fucking Horizon felt so new and different and cool, and getting through it, I was like, hell yeah. After I have now finished this, I'm just kind of like, I feel kind of empty and pointless.
Cliffhanger ending like the first one.
There's a setup for more to happen, but the threat that you are currently dealing with in this game is handled in a way
as they did in the first one.
Yeah, like there's no silence like, oh, I captured Hades, what's gonna happen? It's more like, oh, so we know that this is a thing, so now we just have to prepare. It feels, I don't know, man. I just
get the band back together. Get ready.
The band is together. That's for sure. Oh, and there's some tropiness in this fucking game that just really made me irritated. Just at the end, I was like, why do we have to do these things in games? Like, it just feels so ridiculous and not fun. The story just, I wish that they would have taken a little bit more of a direct approach. I like the idea of the open world, and there's a lot of it. There's a lot to do. And I did get to a point that the gameplay was just super fun. The repetition of just fighting big ass monsters and utilizing, because I started using the spears, and so I upgraded all those. I just went and found like as many purple of the things that I wanted to have. And so just cycling through all those different weapons felt really fun. And that was definitely the thing that got me through the game. some of the side stuff is cool, but it's all pretty forgettable in my opinion. And maybe my brain just doesn't remember that stuff, but it just, it's all just kind of like, okay, cool. Like it was there and now it's gone. You get one pretty nifty thing towards the end that is, very, helpful in traveling to certain areas, which is kind of nice. But I just, I think looking back, I liked Horizon 2, but I feel pretty disappointed in what I played, honestly. So, and that sucks. I liked it. It just, it was maybe too much. Just maybe too much.
You're making me not want to finish it. But
what I would tell you is the same thing I told Tony, which is don't do any of the side stuff. Just mainline it. Just mainline it and be done with it. Because I just don't feel that the side stuff is worth it. If you want to see the side stuff or, you know, the tall necks, always do the tall necks. Those are fun. I think all the tall neck quests are really fun. One of the tall necks that you have to complete requires you to go into one of the cauldrons. So that was kind of cool because I had not done any of those. So doing one of those was like, okay, this feels more like the first game. So I really wish that they would have done a little bit more with those and built those into the game a little bit more. But obviously, because the first game was essentially go around, get the cauldron, upgrade it, get out. Like that was kind of the same situation. They didn't force you to go into those. But let me tell you, some of the most fun I had was in that fucking cauldron that ended up being a tall neck build site. And I was like, oh, this is cool. So, again, there's some nifty stuff, but I would say play through the story. If you feel like you want more Horizon after that, great. But it isn't the kind of game that goes, hey, once you beat it, don't forget to come on back and do this, 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 and this, right? There's no end game content, and I kind of wish that's what it had, is because once you beat it, I mean, there's just no reason to come back. You know, it's not like you unlocked, hey, now you can do these missions, or now you can do this for these people. Sure, there's stuff you didn't complete, but I almost wish it would have been straightforward, and then, hey, now that you've beaten the game, you can go back and do these different quests. Yeah, or, you know, at least giving you some carrots to want to keep coming back. But I feel really empty about finishing that game. So, I don't know. It is disappointing, unfortunately. But, again, play it. Just do the fucking story missions and see how you feel. That's what I would tell you to do.
Okay. So, well, I don't know when I'll ever get back to it. But
yeah, I mean,
still own it.
It'll be worth it. I think it's really cool to play, but I think there's too much of that game. They should have trimmed it down a little bit. Or again, gated some of that off for like at end game content. Like, hey, you finished it, now do this stuff. That maybe
is there a new game plus?
Not that I noticed.
Sure, there will be eventually.
Yeah, that seems like an update kind of thing, but not that I've seen. But I finished it, went and did a couple different other trophy things and bounced. And haven't gone back.
Sony's been adding like New Game Plus to like everything post launch, so I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
Cool, that Mac.
That's what Mac 2 was.
Mac 2. Yeah. Mac 2 was the New Game Plus.
Yeah. You just had to buy it again.
Yeah.
So
smart.
The Knack 1 is the new game plus Knack
2. Yeah, it's back and forth. Knick Knack, get it? Knick Knack, pat
never,
it back.
Never stop playing it.
Stop knacking. What else you want to play? What else you want me to talk about? What else? Where else should we go? We talked about Conan Kirby.
Chop Chop.
Conan Chop Chop is a roguelike game that I've heard some buzz about, and there was a demo for it on the Switch. So I was like, hey, why not? And you're, you know, Conan the Barbarian. And there's just like roguelike elements to what you're doing. You have to seemingly clear out these four areas to unlock a main door, main boss thing. There's different upgrade. I mean, it's like any other roguelike. There's different upgrade areas throughout the runs that you're doing. If you die, everything resets. You have to reuse your skill points or your money to upgrade your person and then keep going from there. I don't think that game controls very well. There's bombs, bow and arrow, your sword. It feels a little clunky with the different buttons that you have to press in order to access these things. It didn't feel very smooth, the layout of the game itself. I think the idea is kind of fun and funny. You know, Conan, go to the Barbarian roguelike. Sure, I'm down. And it looks cute. Almost looks almost a little chibi in some way, but yeah, I just did. I did not. I thought it played really clunkily. But I mean, if you want to check out a demo, do it, because it's not. I'm a sucker for a good demo, and that was a game I had heard about, and I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. Just not for me, at least not right now. So,
how about Tunic? I've heard good things about it.
Oh man, I saw the reviews. I've been, you know, we'd heard about Tunic's been in development for years at this point. I've seen and heard different things about it at different E3s, I feel like, for a while. But it's essentially, you know, you're a little fox instead of Zelda, or instead of a little crow, like in Death's Door, because this game, in the little bit that I've played, feels a lot like Death's Door, which is not a bad thing. Although I feel like in Death's Door, I had a pretty good idea of what path I was going on and which way I needed to go. This is a little more Zelda-like, in you can kind of go to areas, and it's really cool. You unlock like different pages of your game manual. So if you click the button, it's like a real old school 80s looking game manual that you can flip through that tells you, it doesn't tell you how to play the game because it's all in like this weird like Tunic language, but it's like, you know, you press A to cut, you press X to dodge, you press RT to use your shield and things like that. And there's an overworld map you unlock. And again, it's all 80s stuff. It's really cool looking. But there's like a lot of secret paths and hidden pathways that you can't really tell because of the way that the camera's angled. And so I went down this area, went down these ladders, come around and got back up, and it ended up kicking me out basically the same place I just started. And I had no idea the path was right there. So kind of interesting there. I think that's a little more Zelda-like. I haven't fought a boss yet or anything like that. I launched it and played like 35, 45 minutes of it yesterday. But definitely Death's Door vibes, and that excites me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested in this.
You want to have some? I don't know. When do you want to have them?
The main character looks a lot like Link, but a fox. So not right definitely not hiding much.
Well, you just wait till we do it later.
Sorry. I bought these Birdie Bots every flavored beans a while ago and forgot about them in the cupboard, and Olivia's been bugging me to eat them ever since. So excited to do that.
They have the nasty ones, like one that tastes like socks.
Yeah, they have the boogers and earwax and all that stuff. What was your question, Ralph? I'm sorry. What did you say?
Ryan said the character looked like Link.
Oh yes. Yep, very much so. And again, it's got that real 3D-ish. I don't even know how to describe it, but the whole game I think looks really good, and it plays
like HD 2D,
maybe a little HD 2D, yeah, maybe
HD 3D.
HD 3D is more like it, yeah. Whatever, what? Who's gonna come up with that? 4D,
2D, 3D.
4Ds.
What was it called? That one game that Shadow Complex, like we're calling those type of games like 2.5D.
Yeah, they still use that term, and it's annoying to me, but it's fine.
So Tunic, being it launched day one on Game Pass, which was not, that was kind of a surprise launch that they did it day one Game Pass, so that's exciting. I'll definitely keep pushing through it. There's, you know, you got your life, you got your stamina, you got your bombs and your dynamite and your health potions that you can take in the middle of battles. You know, it's again very, very Zelda like in that regard.
They're behind the times because now. It's Breath of the Wild.
They didn't do that that shading the art style the right way. Otherwise, everyone would call this
Two of the Wild. Yeah.
I was hoping that. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of comparisons to Death's Door. Tony said it felt a lot like Death's Door.
Everybody's compared it to what Death's Door is inspired by,
which Zelda. Is Zelda. Yeah, that's true. They're going one. I mean, you know, they're not doing the right thing. You can't compare things to the originals. You got to compare them to the newest thing.
No. You got to compare it to the most popular.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right there.
Which is Zelda.
That's Zelda. Yeah, you're right. So I'll play some more Tunic. I like what I've played so far.
How about a Fast and Furious game on PS2 that you were pining over?
That game's going to give me a like cataracts in my eyes or something, because I'm playing it on a fucking 4K TV, and it, man, it hurts to watch those, like, as the lights are approaching, it just, it's so blurry. I'm like, oh. My brother's like, does everyone have astigmatism? What's going on? Like, why is everything so bad?
Should get a backwards compatible PS3 because it has like some smoothing feature on there that you can try to smooth some of that out.
I should just hook it up to my tube TV and it would probably look a lot better because it's playing on how, you know, what TV it was developed for.
I tried that and it, like, is your tube TV flat or is it curved?
No, it's got a curve to it.
Oh yeah, I tried doing that and I was like, oh damn, I it did not look good. Like, that used to be the norm and I was so used to it, but then trying to go back to it, I was like, this looks super weird. Like, why was this ever a thing?
You know, it's an old racing game when X is the button to go instead of it being R2. So, that game plays really well though, honestly. Like, it plays super smooth. It just, it's very hard to look at. Like, you're like, is that a headlight? Is that a stoplight?
That was back in the day of Exhibit, you know, when X was going to give it to you, you know, yeah, so.
That's true. He's going to pimp my ride.
Yeah.
I can't believe that game's 20 years old.
I wish I would have owned the Pimp My Ride game on PS2. I would have sent that to you also.
But yeah, I played a little bit of that. You know, the voice work in that game is just top notch. Voice acting's real good.
Yeah, did they get Vin Diesel for that?
No, it sounds like they got Bow Wow, which would be a little weird considering I don't think Bow Wow was in that movie yet, in the third one.
This may have come out after.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
I'm not sure about that.
But yeah, it sounds like Bow Wow or somebody, some young African kid talking to you. You don't see any people. It's just talking. Yeah. I have yet to see a person.
Oh.
It's just sentient cars. And sentient 90s cars. Like, one of the best cars is like a Mitsubishi Eclipse. And it's like, that's such a fucking early 2000s badass car. It's like, what the fuck?
What happened?
Yeah. But yeah, that game plays really well, and I got the PS2 hooked up, so I appreciate Ralph sending me that game, and then I didn't have a controller, nor did I have a memory card, so I had to go buy a controller and a memory card, which, I mean, that was $20 on Amazon for both, so I wasn't super upset about it.
Never turn the game off, and then you don't have to worry about saving.
I didn't think the PlayStation was going to work, because when I loaded it up, it loaded to the browser system configuration screen.
Like, fat, or is it the
it's a
slim
fat one. No, it's a big one.
Okay,
but it loaded to the browser configuration screen, and I didn't realize that usually meant that there was an issue with your laser, and so when I put that game in, I was like, oh fuck, maybe I'm not gonna be able to do anything. But I waited there for like 3 minutes and it loaded up and plays, and I was like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like, I'm just pumped it still works. So
nice.
Exciting stuff with Fast and Furious on the PS2.
Yeah.
It's before the days that you were dragging a vault behind you.
It's true.
Yeah.
Or using magnets to pull cars through buildings.
Yeah. This is that's a Bandai Namco joint is what that is, which is kind of strange.
I saw that on the title screen.
Yeah, it's probably better than Fast and Furious Showdown, I guess, but
I would think so. But to each
get the wheel man that's got Vin Diesel and his voice. Yeah,
I got that over there somewhere.
So many PS2 games I don't even have anymore.
Well, wheel man is, I think it's 360 PS3. I don't know if it came out on PS3.
I could put my PS2 copy of Kingdom Hearts in.
Yeah, you could.
Replay Kingdom Hearts again.
It's gonna look pretty blurry.
It's gonna look really bad. Yeah, that is the definitive edition.
But that music's gonna sound just as good as you remember.
Absolutely. I think that's everything that I played. I do believe. Yes, that is everything. Ryan, take us home with some finger rings. Tell us about your time with Elden Ring. How many hours? What level? How close to the end are you?
I made the fingers mad at me. The fingers, they turned away. They didn't. Yeah, I think it's temporary, but for whatever reason, the fingers. The old lady told me the fingers were not happy with me.
Giving you the middle one, huh?
I mean, they were trying to grow a middle one, but now they were like sticking straight up and like looking away from me. I had to like go walk around to see what's going on back there, and it was just a bunch of hair.
Ugh. So gross.
Yeah, his fingers are pretty gnarly looking, but I'm like 80 hours in now, level like 96. Yeah, I just beat. I've been trying to go through, like, there's a bunch of like legendary like talismans, summons, I think, and or maybe it's not summons, maybe it's like the shit to modify your weapons. And then there's also like weapons too that are legendary, so I've been trying to go through and get all those. But some of them you can't get until like you get to the end of the game. But I don't know. I mean, there's so much shit in that game, and there's so much like random stuff that you can just wander around and find. I know, like, I just read an article that somebody found that like there's a bunch of hidden walls in those type of games.
Oh yeah, the 50.
Yeah, 50 hits to unlock that one. I'm in that Volcano Manor right now, so I could go try that out. But there's just like that game. You could play that game for so long. It's pretty much like. Like how people put like 140 hours into like Skyrim. Like I can easily see somebody doing that.
It almost seems never ending the amount of shit you can do in that game.
Yeah. There's tons of optional bosses. Like there's all different kinds of dungeons. And then there's like, some of them are like super hard. Like all the tombs are really hard. Like I gave up on a lot of those right away. I don't know if there's probably trophies or achievements associated with those, but I haven't checked. But yeah, I killed the dude in the desert. I killed the girl. I don't know if I talked about the girl at the... Yeah, I think I did last time. I talked about the girl at the magic academy or whatever.
Yeah, the moon boss.
I mean, there's another one in the Volcano Manor, which I'm at. But I haven't gotten close enough to kill that person yet. But I did kill there's two bosses in the capital. Like, getting to the capital is when you start getting towards the end of the game if you want. And that's how I got the fingers mad at me. I killed those two bosses, and then the fingers were pissed.
But, is that when you're getting close to the big old tree? Is that the capital area?
Yeah, there's like some, like it's kind of blocked, and you have to do something to unblock it. And I think if you start going down that path of unblocking that, then I think you get to the end of the game. So, but yeah, there's a bunch of crazy, like I think there's like three different endings. I don't know which one I'm going to try for. A lot of it depends on like how you talk to certain NPCs, which there's quite a few. They just added another one too in their update. So, and I just went and found that one and talked to him. He's like some little jar thing. They have like a big jar named Alexander, then like a little jar. I can't remember what his name was, but a lot of goofy shit. And yeah, like there's some parts of it. That game is so big that a lot of times when I was playing like Dark Souls 3, like occasionally I'd run into issues like summoning people, but like this, it's just like, where are the players at? And like, sometimes you'll get to a boss where just nobody's, there's just not that much traffic. So the few people that are there are taking up all the summons. So you'll basically like, you'll get stuck trying to summon somebody and then you'll be like unable to summon because somebody already summoned that person. So there's a few places that I get to like that, which are kind of frustrating because there's just, not enough people trying to be summoned, and too many people trying to summon, and then it's difficult to get somebody to come play with you. I've definitely run into some goofy ass shit where they have like those, I don't remember, it's probably Dark Souls, where they have like those weird looking stones that say stuff. And I've always thought you had to drop those, but I think you just use them like a normal one, because I went to fight with this guy. And right before the fight, he used one of those stones to tell me that I was beautiful. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. Idea. That's how I haven't found that stone. I don't have that one. There's some that like help me or whatever. And it's just such a weird, goofy voice. And then I think we went in there and I think we won. I think that was the first time I beat the gargoyles, but I was the one that got summoned in, so it didn't count for me. I just got like a great rune and then some runes.
When you have when you have your stuff open, do you just like be in the middle of something and just get summoned?
No, you have to. I guess I'd have to look to see if there's an item that lets you do that. I think there is something where like, because they had something like that in Dark Souls, where like if you joined a certain like guild or group, you can go get summoned to somebody else's world if they were in trouble, like if somebody invaded them.
Right.
But I don't know if there's something like that in Elden Ring. Like, there's one where you can just put something on the ground, and then you're going to get summoned right there. And then there's another one where you can say, summon me at the nearest portal, and then from that, like a summoning portal, you'll join people and go do whatever they want you to do.
Sure.
So I've done both of those. And sometimes, like, it sends you to a portal you don't expect, but because one, like, it sent me to like this weird dungeon that I'd already been in and gave up on, and I did not help that guy win. we got wrecked. But
what kind of weapon are you using?
I was using just a big ass pole. It looks kind of like the something a pole vaulter would use.
Sure.
But I switched to some other thing that causes like the blood damage. Because
bleed.
Yeah, that causes like after your builds up for a little bit, it takes like a big chunk out of the enemy's life. I think there's some that are like immune to it, but I figured I should start using that.
Cause... apparently, rot is really good. Also, it might be
rot's a son of a bitch. Yeah, rot's one of those ones where you can just like put it on the enemy and then just go off in the corner and just sit there and wait for the rot to kill the enemy.
Right.
So. And it's a pain in the ass when you get inflicted by rot, because it's like poison, but it kills you faster. So there's stuff to like stop the rot. You can just craft it, but it's definitely annoying to deal with. But
are you doing anything with the dragon stuff? I watched those guys kill this dragon that was just essentially laying there, not doing anything. And it had like baby dragons around it, but if you got to the right area, you could kill that big ass dragon, and you wouldn't get hit basically. But it just took forever to kill it. But they got five fucking dragon hearts from that. I don't know if you're doing anything.
I think it's like three dragon hearts. There's different places where you can use the dragon hearts. Well, I had to do that. There's because that's one of the legendary incantations or sorceries. I don't remember which one. The dragon's called like Gilroy, and you there's a grace there, which is kind of like a bonfire from Dark Souls. The enemy's right there, and you just see its tail. And I just switched to my weapon that causes the bleeding, and just went to town on his tail, and that killed him a lot faster.
Yep.
I don't know if you could use rot on the dragon, but rot would probably do it too. And then he just gives you like, I think they're like it. Really wasn't that many runes where I'm at in the game, but like if you do that at the beginning of the game, you can level up a few times, but it's only like 80,000 runes, which for me is only going to level me up once. And then I think it kills those other babies too. And then you just take the heart to this area where you exchange dragon hearts for incantations. But I haven't used any of those. Like, I've seen people use them. Some of them are crazy. There's this one of my friends, he just got the Goku beam where you just, like, shoot this giant beam out. And so you run out of magic, and that does a shitload of damage. I saw somebody using that in one of the fights. We still lost, though. And then there's also, like, some flasks that'll give you infinite magic for a while. So you just combine like the Goku beam thing with that, and you just
blast go to fucking people. Town, yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anybody like really kill anything with that yet. Just because the boss fight we were doing was pretty tough. That person eventually died. But most of the builds I see are not my own; that are crazy. Like I usually summon somebody into my world, and they just start doing all this crazy shit. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing any of that. And a lot of people will shield themselves. They'll have some type of like thing that they do before they go into the fight where they have like some invincibility for a while. I usually don't do any of that stuff, and I can still do pretty well. Like, I'm pretty far in the game, and I've mostly been just blocking shit with my shield. And
just a lot of parrying.
Straight
up block.
Yeah, like, that's why everybody thinks these games are so hard, but like, I go into the game and all I have is a shield and a big ass pole. And whenever they come to attack me, I block them and then I hit them with a pole. And that's going to get you through probably 90% of the game. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to try the crazy shit, but some of that crazy shit that people do try is pretty cool. So, and I usually get to see it when I summon people. I just finally switched to doing the bleed damage just because it kills shit so much faster.
Right.
Some of the update nerfed kind of the magic stuff, because some of the magic stuff was like really overpowered.
Yeah, my buddy was using that ice stomp that apparently they dwarfed real hard.
Yeah, I was having trouble with this one shadow boss, and it said like ice stomp was good on him, and I was like, oh, but if I added the ice stomp, it was gonna weaken my weapon. So I was like, ah, oh, do I really want to do this? Because I was already pretty close to killing him, and then I just went back and fought him and killed him.
Got him.
Yeah, without using it. But yeah, I haven't really used any of that magic. My character is pretty low, like on like intelligence, faith, and mind, and arcane. So there's not much magic I could use anyway. Like most of the stuff, like
more stamina and health is what you're focused on.
Yeah, endurance, strength, dexterity, vigor. I think those are the ones I mostly. I know that there's like a soft cap for those where like you can increase it all the way up to 99, but once you get to a certain spot, you just it barely does anything. Right. So it's not really worth putting points into. Yeah, I don't know. The game is a ton of fun. And there's so much to do that, like, a lot of times if you get stuck in one area, you just go to a different one and find a lot of different shit to do. So you always feel like you're kind of, like, progressing. Unless you want to, like, sometimes where you feel like you're kind of getting stuck is when you're trying to kill, like, the main bosses. Like, if you just, like, hardcore going down that path, then you're going to run into some resistance where you feel like you're kind of not really doing much and getting anywhere. But if you do a lot of exploration, because a lot of times what I'll do is just get on my horse and just go all around the map and try to find all the gray sites and run away. There's a lot of times, too, like you can get free souls doing that because there's like other enemies fighting each other. And when they die, you get they're not souls, they're runes. So you get the runes when they die. So you can get runes without even
doing anything.
Yeah.
Fuck so, yeah.
But. And there's other stuff too, like I found out, like, just when I looked at the patch notes, like some of the stuff they nerfed, I found out like I got this legendary summon, what's called like mimic tier, and the mimic tier will basically make a copy of yourself. And before they patched it, the mimic tier was like very smart. It would it wouldn't have as much healing as you did. So like I have like 12 things in my flask, so it would also have 12, and so you could just send that thing into battle for you,
Just kick back.
Yeah, and just sit there and watch yourself kill the boss, because it was smart enough to heal when it should and all that stuff. I think they like nerfed it a little bit so it doesn't heal as often, but it's still like I used it in the last few boss fights that I had, and it was very helpful. they have a bunch of cool stuff like that.
Fuck yeah.
And then also, like, since I run, like, such a basic build.
Right.
Like, in order to get that, you have to, like, you fight the mimic tier in order to get it. So I pretty much had to fight myself. And since my build was so basic, it was such an easy fight. But if I would have, like decked myself out with one of those crazy magic builds, I'm sure that would have been a bitch to kill myself.
I mean, it definitely sounds like the buzz is everywhere for this game. It sounds like it sold a shit ton of copies. People seem to really be digging it. I still feel completely fine not playing it and watching people play it from afar. I think that is a lot more enjoyable for me.
I don't think this game is as hard as you like. There are parts of it that are really difficult, but it's not like it's not like you're going to get to a point where you just like feel like there's nothing I can do. This game is just too difficult. There's games that I felt that in, like, especially, like, end of Drakengard 3 when I was having to do that rhythm shit at the end to get the final ending. Mm-hmm. I just had to quit because I was like, I'm never going to do this. I can't do this. I don't think I'm capable of doing this.
Right.
And I don't think, like, as far as, like Dark Souls 3 and Elden Ring, I don't think those games are like that. I think you can get through it. And there's plenty of ways to cheese it and call in for help that make it so that you can get through the game
more fun.
Well, more fun, and you just progress. Like you don't hit a wall.
Yeah, I don't feel like I would, like, if that game ends up getting in, you know, cheaper or at a decent enough price, I would still probably check it out. I don't know. Listening to the Bloodborne talk, it was like, maybe I should try this shit again. But it's like, I just don't. The amount of time that people have dumped into this game already because of how giant it is like, that's another reason why I'm like, I just don't know. It's a lot of time.
I think, I pretty much, like, looking at what else is going to come out, I can pretty much guarantee this game is going to be game of the year for almost every outlet.
Right. Yeah. I would imagine that, you know, considering what it is, what it's done, and how many people are continuing to talk about it. But, you know, we'll see.
And then Breath of the Wild 2 will be like Elden Ring. So,
yeah. Breath of the Wild 2 is going to get delayed just because people don't want the comparisons to Elden Ring. Nintendo can't handle that.
I don't even know. Like, it blows my mind. Like, other than it being open world, like, I don't know what's the comparison. Like, I know you can go anywhere, but you could go anywhere in Skyrim. And
Ken, whatever's the most popular.
Yeah,
that's gotta be what it is.
I don't thought Skyrim was the most popular. Like, to me, like, the whole, like, Breath of the Wild going into those, like, little dungeons was kind of like how there was all those little dungeons in Skyrim, but they were a little more, like, sealed off. Like, Skyrim, it was more kind of like, oh, you find this kind of whole area you can go into, where I think in Breath of the Wild, you kind of, like, have to go through, like, a loading screen to get to some separate dungeon.
Yeah.
But Elden Ring is more like Skyrim, where you just go into this hole like Skyrim, and you have this little small dungeon that you deal with, and then there's, like, a little way to go back to the beginning. So, I don't know. I don't know where, like, to me, other than it being open world, I don't know exactly how Breath of the Wild is, like, the direct connection to me. It'd more be, like, Skyrim and Elden Ring, or Skyrim plus Dark Souls and Elden Ring. But I don't know. Maybe there's people out there that haven't played Skyrim. I don't know.
Could be. I just finally played it.
Yeah.
I have not. Yeah. The more I hear about Elden Ring, the more I want to try it, but I know I will never finish it. It's a problem. So,
another thing, too, is, like, you have that horse, and that horse is fast. So you can run away from danger on the map, like the main map. There are parts where, like, they'll take the horse away from you, like if somebody invades you. They take the horse away, which is kind of frustrating. And then also when you go into, like, dungeons or buildings, like, you can't bring your horse in most of the time. But as far as, like, the main map, just running around there and, like, finding stuff, like, I'm definitely in areas I'm not supposed to be in because the enemies hit really hard and kill me quick. But the horse is fast enough to get away from all of those. So I can still kind of discover new stuff and find new, like, grace areas where I can fast travel. So, If that horse was not in the game, like, it would probably be pretty frustrating to run around the world and discover new things. Because a lot of times on foot, you just aren't fast enough to get away from, like, certain magic spells. There is, though, like, I watched some guy, like, I was trying to figure out a path on how to get to this area I wanted to. And this guy had this, like, crazy magic build where he was, like, dashing everywhere. And his dash would, like, make him disappear for a while. And so I guess, like, there's some, like, invulnerability there. So there are ways to go about on foot where you're probably not going to take much damage. But my build cannot do that. But, yeah, another thing, too, is, like, I wish I was more creative in how I play it, because the amount of shit you can do and combine for your characters is pretty crazy. Like, I don't know if it's more than Dark Souls, but I assume it is, but maybe it's not. And you can also respect your character, too, so if you ever feel like you just fucked up, you can switch it up without having to restart the game.
That'd be handy.
But
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Figuring it out. Little by little.
I don't know how close I am to finishing it, but probably like 20 hours away from finishing it, maybe more.
Yeah, but by that time, they'll have like 4 new patches and like 28 new bosses you can probably go fight.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if they added any new bosses.
No, I think they just added that quest giver.
Yeah, well, they added new segments to existing NPC storylines and added that new jar guy. Yeah. So,
I don't know. Like I said, I'm happy to sit back and watch people play that game. If it gets cheap enough, I would check it out. But I am in the same boat with you, Ralph. I know I just wouldn't dedicate the time needed to finish that kind of thing. So,
I'm good enough.
But
I will not get good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I wonder if that means like Dark Souls is dead. Like maybe the next game is Elden Ring 2 or who knows. And oh, I also like apparently like George R. Martin worked on the initial story design and some of the characters and then didn't really have much else to do with it after that. But like some of the main enemies you fight are his initials. They spell out George R.R.M. So there's like four big enemies you fight that are George R.R.M. One Weird. Of them is one of them's the desert guy.
Rodan.
Yeah, and the other one's like Godfrey you fight.
Oh yeah, that's the beginning guy, right?
And there's some other guy I think in Volcano Manor that I'm at. It's like Riedrich or Rydrick or I don't know how you say it.
Is it Rodrick?
Maybe.
I don't and know.
And then
Martin.
Yeah, I think there's like six.
Final guy's just named Martin. Just a big dude with a beard. Doesn't know. He's got writer's block and has for the last 15 years. You just got to put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
Pretty on point. But
writer's block when you're when you can't write, when you can't read.
I mean, how do you do that? Ask Rock and Roll. He would know best.
If you get in that situation, the messages in Elden Ring would tell you try fingers butthole. That's what they would tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually my favorite method of anything with fingers. Anything else that you play that you want to talk about there, Ryan, or should we let Ralph wrap us up?
I had another 20-0 season in Madden.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Second 20-0 season. The Bills tearing it up.
Man.
Who's going to be the first one of us to buy WWE 2K22? That's really the real question.
It's definitely not going to be me.
Not me either.
Damn, there was a time in my life where I tried to buy all the wrestling games that came out, and that time has been long gone.
This one apparently stopped. Pretty good.
Well, my time stopped in the PlayStation 2 era. I was like, okay, this is That's good. Fair. I mean, but when I was like, bought those GameCube games, and they pretty much, like, most of them sucked. Bought the Xbox wrestling games, and they both sucked. So, yeah, I kind of killed it.
I don't know. We'll see. That game should be like $20 at Black Friday, so I'll probably pick it up then. But all the stuff I see on it, it looks real crisp, and apparently the GM mode's fine. So that was really what I want to play is just the GM mode. So that works.
Okay. Yeah. Can you fire everybody? That's the GM.
Or that too.
If I could fire Vince as the GM, that'd be fun.
I'm just gonna fire everybody.
Yeah. Make everyone kiss my ass.
And then the only wrestler left is Shane McMahon.
Bring him back as the world continental hardcore champion of the world.
Just the continental breakfast champion of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The waffle maker champion of the world. All right.
Has he ever won the main championship? Has he been?
No,
the,
but he,
I don't even,
he did
what
win
is a, the main championship.
The World Heavyweight Championship or the Universal Championship, depending on what show you're looking at.
Okay.
I mean, he did win a tournament in Saudi Arabia where he was declared the best in the world. Shane McMahon.
Wow.
Won best in the world. Okay.
Did he write that storyline?
He might have. Back in that Bloodborne episode we were listening to, Ralph, you were talking about some NXT stuff, so you're still old Neville and Seth Rollins and... I don't remember what game you were playing, but it must have been 2K15 or WWE, something like that, WWE 15, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the last one I played was. I did remember I had this TNA lockdown. This is the one I was at.
Is that AJ Styles?
Did you see yourself in the crowd?
No, but I haven't watched it since this DVD came out. Because Scott Hall died recently. And
rest in peace.
Yeah.
He's in this.
Hey, yo.
One of my friends was telling me, who went with me to that show, he said he read something or heard something with Bubba Ray Dudley recently about talking about the only time he got to wrestle with Scott Hall was at that pay-per-view, which is bizarre.
That's right. Really
because Scott Hall wrestled because Sean Waltman didn't show up. Big surprise. So that's kind of interesting. I was going to watch that again sometime.
Hell yeah.
That also happened in some other pay-per-views. Scott Hall was supposed to wrestle and didn't show up for TNA. And I guess, I can't remember who it was, Samoa Joe, I guess, like gave some promo and kind of like he was supposed to shit talk it, but I guess he went too far and Kevin Nash got pissed at him because he was fighting Kevin Nash.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Don't cross the big man.
Yeah. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Goddamn right. All right, Ralph.
Nash does not like Scott Hall trash talk.
He doesn't. Ralph, take us home. It's time for some surmise. The score.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Survive Score.
Welcome to Surmise the Score, segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. During this thrilling season, which will not end.
Never.
Whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list. Just like Derek made me play Kirby's Dream Land 3 from my backlog list. This time, we're going over all the most recent games. We are backlogged on this thing.
Yeah. Speaking
of back, Pokemon Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
73 out of 100.
The hottest 2021 release of 2022.
Before the Breath of the Wild. Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, maybe. This could be just like it. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
None of us know.
No. 73 out of 100. So, getting second place with a guess of 80 was Ralph.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm going to lose this.
And nailing it with a guess of 79 was Ryan.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
There, with your guess of 85, you have lost. Ryan, you have won the right to make Derek play a game from his backlog list. The backlog.
Oh, man.
Powered by Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Power to the players.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that GameStop?
No, it's Best Buy now.
Oh.
I'm loving it, Best Buy.
Oh, yes, my game log that equals any and all Game Pass and Switch games, but also all of these games that are on this list still.
Yeah. You get the expansion pass?
No,
expansion
I didn't pick up the expansion pass.
I can't play it for X.
No.
Is Yakuza 6 still on game
Pass? I think they just got rid of it, I feel like.
Well, I think crucially.
Or it's like close to the end of its lifespan or something.
Let me check. I have the Game Pass app, but I don't know if it tells me that kind of shit. Oh, well, I'm not logged in, so fuck that. Because I was going to say, there's a baby prominent in Yakuza 6, so with the baby on the way, Derek could be playing some Yakuza 6 baby stuff.
Baby stuff.
But I don't know if you'll have access to it. So we'll say Yakuza 6 was a backup game.
Steam 2.
Screw it. It's fine.
Skyrim. Like,
well, if you can't play Yakuza 6, I don't want him to have to buy it. backup game of Hollow Knight. So.
Oh man. Dear Eric.
I hope Yakuza's down there. Oh man. Fuck, I knew it was. It was coming sooner or later, wasn't it?
I don't remember if you get to see the baby right away in Yakuza 6, so you might not even get to the baby. But
Hollow Knight, son of a bitch. All right, sorry. Cool.
But we do have several games we can surmise scores for, because we might as well dig this backlog hole deeper.
Fuck yeah.
Ryan, you'll go first, because you're
the big winner. Expert.
You're an expert here on Kirby in the Forgotten Land. How do you think about this?
Somebody who's only played one Kirby game. I'll do 78.
78. Okay, I will go with an 81. Derek.
78, 81. I'm going to go with a 77.
Oh, man, because I thought you were gonna go 82.
I thought about it, but I'm gonna go low. I just don't see this game getting all the love it needs to, but I could be wrong.
77. Okay. Well, all right. Next, I'm the expert here of Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
True.
I forgot that game was coming out.
I'm excited for this game.
I don't know. I have no feelings on this, so I'm just gonna go with a straight up 80.
Dang, I don't. That's what I was gonna pick.
Oh, Derek.
I bet you this game scores fairly well. I'm gonna go with an 84.
80? Right.
I'm gonna go right in the middle. 82.
82. Okay. And finally, Derek, you are our expert on this one. Since you tried to buy it and was refused purchase, Ghostwire Tokyo.
Ah, boy. I'm going to go 86. I'm going to go with an 86.
86, okay.
I've got some high hopes for this strange game.
Ryan.
I was thinking more like 79.
Okay, 79. I'm going to bring it home and give you a 73.
Whoa, there it is. Tell me how you really feel.
I mean, I hope it's good, but I don't know.
I think it's going to be a very unique game that is probably going to be good, but weird, and might be too weird to get higher up than that score.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely like to play it at some point, but not sure when.
Could be a future Metal Jesus hidden gem.
You got a full plate on the way there, Ralphius, so I understand.
Yeah, it's true.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not enough time to play Use a Six in your future.
Thankfully, I'll drop the sword for you. I'll do it.
I don't know. Have you played any Yakuza games?
Me?
No, Ralph.
Oh, Ralph.
I played Dead Soul. No, what's it called?
Yeah, that's Dead Soul. Yeah, I think that's right. And,
Zero, and I want to say one of the other ones, but I don't remember. I don't think I've ever finished one though.
Yeah,
they're good.
I think they're like 20 hours on the short end, and on the long end, up to like 50. So, not short games.
I liked all of my played. I just lost interest at some point for some reason, or got distracted. But,
those are games I like to let, if it's anything like, I mean, like the last one, you just got to let them breathe because there's just stupidity abound. And if you just mainline it, you miss all the dumb fun.
There's all kinds of weird shit.
Yep.
Girls missing panties, people stealing panties.
You're dressing as a girl.
Yeah. Wearing diapers.
Majima, being Majima.
Oh yeah. All kinds of weird shit.
All kinds of weird shit.
You're hot.
All right, Ralph. That's it for Surmise the Score, huh?
Yep. It's all right. Over.
What's the plan for next week, boys? Probably nothing. Ralph will be far too busy to play a goddamn anything. I'm excited to hear diaper stories at some point.
Iowa State's going to be in the Final Four next.
Let's go! Let's go! how stupid is it that a shitty Iowa State team gets past LSU and a good Iowa team,
hater. I think they had more quality wins last year than this year. Like, I think they had one quality win.
I mean, everyone and their mom was like, this is the best team Fran's ever had, and then they get bounced.
I think they had a better team last year. Because they had Keegan Murray and Garza last year.
Yeah.
So I think last year
Keegan played like shit in that game. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah, I think that was more their scheme. Like, they were not hitting threes.
They were not hitting threes.
They just decided until like the last 5 minutes, like, hey, let's try going get
inside. Get inside.
If they would have just done that earlier, I think they probably would have won. But
I'll tell you this, the amount of three pointers I've seen taken in this NCAA tournament is insane.
Dude, so Richmond got stomped by Providence.
Richmond
shot 22 threes. Guess how many they made?
Two.
One.
Was it one?
Yeah. It's like, how do you lose to that team? How do you lose to a team that shoots threes that bad?
That's a deal. Yeah, the amount of threes, it's just like, holy shit, is this really what the game of basketball is anymore? But it is. That's it. That's all there is.
I don't know. I like it. I like threes. I was like, everybody's NBA Jam, you think it's dunking, but no, it's threes.
You gotta get on fire somehow. Make it from back downtown.
To Ben Wallace, make him shoot the three. Let's do this.
Good Lord. How do you think Ben Wallace has ever made a three?
He did in NBA Ballers when I made him do it all the time. Probably not real life, no.
Ralph, you're probably out of the shows for a couple of weeks, right? While you get acclimated to life of the baby daddy variety.
Yep, I'm a baby daddy.
Yep. Make sure to give us some updates. Maybe you can call in from the moon and give us a couple updates or something like that. But we'll be thinking of you while you're out for a little while. We're ready for your return whenever that is. Ryan, what's your plan for next week? Just more Elden Ring, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you going to pick up Ghostwire, you think? Or you think you're so invested?
Know. It depends. Like, if I don't finish Elden Ring, I might just wait to see if, like, Ghostwire goes on sale for like $10, $15 or something like that and just buy it then.
I'm hoping that Walmart has it $10 off because that would be cool.
They might.
Yeah.
They could. Like, does it come out Friday, the same day as 25th?
Yeah. Walmart used to.
Kirby and what else?
Is that when Tiny Tina?
I think Tiny Tina is also the same day, yeah.
Walmart used to do this bullshit.
Oh,
that's right on that's on the box art.
Bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
But that art book, it was worth it.
Yeah, I think I still got it.
Gotta have it.
I think that's probably the art book. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the book. It's very interesting to look at.
I would have never known. I mean, they could have put a sticker on the outside, but.
No. You gotta leave that DMC art book on your coffee table because people won't.
It's so small, though.
No. Don't spill coffee on it.
Yeah, use it as a coaster.
I was trying to see if I could find when the reviews were going to go live for Wonderlands, but it does not say. So we'll see. But yeah, I think all three of those are on Friday, so I will be excited to see what the reviews look like. But yeah, I think for my end, I clearly have to go play that fucking mapless garbage. And
you have no faith that Yakuza 6 is still.
I don't know. I know
they dropped some, but I don't know if they dropped all of them.
Well, like, if they drop it, but I still have it installed, can I still play it?
I don't think so. That's I think I tried that. It doesn't work.
Ralph, what'd you say? Sorry.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't think that'd be my guess.
So we'll find out, because, I mean, we all know Hollow Knight's just sitting there staring me in the face laughing at me, so.
I have the PlayStation 4 version of Yakuza 6. Send it your way.
Yeah. Drive down an hour. Here it is.
Yeah. Kind of like basically like delivering a baby,
right? You know? It's the same, yeah, same thing. Yeah. Didn't you know? Yeah. Same fucking thing. You do it all the time. So. The mail. It's the same thing.
Hope it's that easy. Yeah.
I hope so too. All right, that's gonna do it. Episode 293 in the books. We'll be back at you as the duo next week. I'll see if I can scrounge up a third, maybe. Otherwise, we'll just
get one of the Elden Ring guys.
Yeah. Get Chris or Garrett on here. That'd be kind of nice. We'll see.
Tell us about the PC version.
see what happens. But all right. Until then, Ralph, all the best. The positive thoughts. Super excited. Give the wife all the love. We'll talk soon.
Do you guys already have all the diapers?
We are. All prepared. I need to clean the house today, but other than that, I think we're good.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. All right. Until then, for Ryan, for Ralph, I'm Derek. Episode 293. We out of here. Level up.